On Tuesday, July 8th, the city of Fredericton and the city's poet laureate, Vaughn Parker, unveiled a new little free poetry library at the Fredericton Botanic Garden. The poetry library is one of Vaughn's legacy projects, which are undertaken by each official poet laureate, and is situated directly next to the Botanic Garden's NB Literature Garden, which was the legacy project of Fredericton's first poet laureate, Ian Letourneau. Here's Vaughn Parker.
It's a space for writers or people who want to be writers or readers to take books, leave books, maybe read something while you're here and then drop it off when you're done. And just a way to get more access to poetry in the community so there aren't as many barriers. So I just wanted it to be open to everybody.
Fredericton Mayor Kate Rogers echoed Fawn's emphasis on accessibility.
I think that people are now more familiar with them because we do see these little libraries throughout neighborhoods, and I use it all of the time. But I know even myself, and I am not a shy person, in the beginning I felt, oh, can I really go get a book? Can I really leave a book? Is it really okay? Is anyone watching? Who's watching? And so I want people to feel very comfortable engaging with this library and not to feel like it's off limits. It's set right out on the trail, very intentionally, so that people will go over and see it and take a book and leave a book. And so I guess I'm just imploring the Fredericton public to please see this as their library that they can engage with.
Placing the little library so near to a previous poet laureate's project was certainly not a coincidence.
For me too, just somewhere that anybody can come. I mean, I know it's not the most accessible physical space, but it is open to the public. It's free. It's right there. It's in nature. One of my focuses as poet laureate is mental health and mental well-being. And so I think reading and nature together are two things that are really helpful for mental wellness.
Often lauded as the poet's corner of Canada, this addition to Fredericton's literary landscape adds to an existing legacy of prolific poets in the city.
I'm from Toronto originally, and then I spent my 20s in Montreal. And it's not that there isn't a vibrant scene there, but it's so much less accessible, and people aren't necessarily reading their neighbors and friends and colleagues. And I find in Fredericton and New Brunswick at large, people are so aware of who's writing, and there's less of a focus on those larger top five publishers and more, you know, who walking down the street is a poet? Who do you know that's writing in their garden?
One of those local poets was at the heart of this library's construction.
Yeah, so we modeled it after Bliss Carman's house, which is yellow with a red metal roof and blue trim, which I've always thought was a beautiful house anyway, but Bliss Carman was just one of the first poets that I encountered when I moved here and seemed like such a big figure in the history of Fredericton and New Brunswick, and Canada even as a poet. He was thought of as Canada's poet laureate for a lot of his life. And one of the first people I met here was Peter Pacey, who gave a presentation in the Forest Hill Cemetery about Bliss Carman and Alda Nolan and G.D. Roberts. And it just really opened my eyes to the regional poets for the first time, and I felt really inspired and for some reason started visiting Bliss Carman's grave, which is kind of weird, but yeah, ever since I've just been really interested in him.
As an homage, Fawn read one of Bliss Carman's poems at the opening of the library. Here's The Sweetheart of the Sea by Bliss Carman. Read by Fawn Parker.
On a day in early June, when a young lad was I was caught in a charm like a wild bird's cry. With the sorcery of summer on the marshes by the tide, and I gave my heart away to the sweetheart of the sea. And so it came about, the years were blown away, light as flying leaves or the fog upon the bay. While I must seek my fortune over many lands, a follower of dreams with nothing in his hands, but always in his mind, the cry from the sea and the look of heaven's glory on the face of Acadie. Till I set upon a day, I must go where I was born, where time hardly passes and true things be, treasured and forgotten in the heart of Acadie. What were fame or fortune any more to me, handfast forever with the sweetheart of the sea.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.